Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
So, Kara, there's a child of a celebrity couple who just turned 18, and she's decided to pursue an alternative way to earn a living.
Yes. Denise Richards and Charlie Sheen's oldest daughter, Sammy.
Okay.
Almost immediately after she turned 18, decided she was going to join OnlyFans.
OnlyFans.
Yeah, which is kind of like an adult content subscription service.
Yeah, you could do anything on there,
pretty
right?
much. Yeah. So Denise was really supportive of her. Charlie not so much at first, but now he's flipped the script and is also condoning her actions.
Am I the only one that sees the irony in that story? Kind of. And maybe you hear the story and you're thinking, well, okay, she's 18.
Right.
But the parents should really step in. I mean, they shouldn't let their She's still a kid.
Yeah.
She'll let their kid do this, but sometimes parents let kids do things that they have no business doing.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I know you were in a relaxed household growing up.
I was. My parents used to let me have boys spend the night in like middle and high school.
No.
Oh, yeah. I would have big parties.
No.
The boys would spend the night. We'd all sleep in the same room.
Stop.
Sometimes the same bed. No funny business ever went on, but you know. It could have.
That's the question this morning. Have you ever been in that situation? Your parents let you do things that you had no business doing as a kid. 404-741-0985. Good morning, Lisa and Roswell.
Let's see. My son's in the car. Let me think. Did my mom ever... Yes, I have to be careful. yeah. When I was young, because I'm a little bit older. So when I was young, that's back when, you know, they thought it was cute to give kids like sips of beer.
Yeah.
So yeah. I probably had more beer when I was younger than I did as an adult.
What was your brew of choice?
I have not. Whatever was there. Whatever was there.
All right. The phone number is 404-741-0985. Your parents let you do something as a kid you had no business doing. We'll get your calls next. There's something that your parents let you do when you were a kid that you really had no business doing. And good morning to Jamie in Duluth.
The worst thing is probably watch R-rated movies.
At what age?
Probably a good 8 or 9.
Oh,
golly.
Do you remember a specific movie?
So, like, Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween, Nightmare, or not.
Yeah. So you were into the horror movies at 8 or 9? Did it not terrify you?
Not at all, actually, believe it or not.
Oh, I was going to say maybe your parents don't mind having to change sheets every other weekend.
Finding an 8-year-old in their bed in
right,
the morning.
Yeah. Whose foot is
the
that?
Just shaking.
Hey, have a great morning. Thank you so much.
You as well. Thank you.
Got to say good morning to Stephanie in Marietta. The thing your parents let you do when you were a kid that you really had no business doing. And Stephanie, this happened in high school. Is that right?
So I was promoted to the varsity cheer team as a freshman.
Nice.
Which was, it was very exciting. But the practices were at 6 a.m. 3 times a week before school started. And let's just say that my parents aren't morning people. So they let me drive myself to school those days. And they would just come pick up the car when they woke up.
What? Hold
and
on.
Again,
you were a freshman.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing.
Did you even have your license then?
No, I was 14, and I'm young for my grade, so
I
was 14 for a long time.
And you obviously never got in trouble. Everything was okay.
Everything was okay. I never got caught. I guess I'm a good driver.
Man, I'd have been rolling through Duncan so fast.
Oh, heck yeah.
I know, right? Yeah, I was really scared, so I was just like, don't get caught.
Going with your parents to a Braves game growing up, wholesome fun, the right thing to do.
Right.
But then there's some other parents. Kara, like you said, your parents were very relaxed growing up. That let you do things that maybe kids had no business doing.
Yeah, like have boys spend the night in middle and high school.
Oh, no, middle school.
Yeah.
Stop. I don't want to hear anymore. That's what we're asking you to call in. Tell us that situation when you were a kid. You did things your parents let you do. You had no business doing. And a cool thing is you can hop on Facebook and shoot us a comment as well.
Yeah, we asked this question this morning, and William Schumann says his parents would let him ride on the hood of the car down dirt roads. What?
There had to be a fun name for that.
I know, right? Yeah. Kenna Wallet says she used to walk to the store with a $100 bill to buy lacquer thinner. She was 5 years old.
Five.
Walking to the store by herself with a $100 bill in her hand. And then Linda Brown, her grandfather used to let her shoot beer cans with his .22 without supervision when she was in the first grade.
Without supervision?
Without supervision.
My daughter does that with her granddad, but like they've got the full safety gear on. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Let's say good morning to Jessica.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you're in Rome. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing good, sitting in Atlanta traffic.
No. And it's 8,000 degrees outside.
Oh, my God, it is.
All right, so something your parents let you do as a kid that you had no business doing.
So not me, but my amazingly wonderful husband was 16, and he went with his mom to go live in Puerto Rico, and he was walking down the street with bottles of tequila and rum and, you know, living his best life at 16.
Jeez.
And he recovered? He's a good guy now?
Yeah, my husband just found Jesus about a year and a half ago. And, you know, he goes to church and he teaches his kids the right way to live. And he is not the same person that he was 20 years ago.
Because he knows the wrong way to live.
Right?
Yes.
This makes like the only thing I had in this story is that my mom took me to get my first tattoo at 16. Jessica, your husband, her mom, like he blew that out of the water.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure. I'm like, oh my God, like I don't even want to travel to Puerto Rico anymore to see like all his extended family. Cause I'm like, oh my God, what would happen?
I'm sure he's super strict with the kids now too, huh?
He is. And he's very honest with them. Mm.
The baby's on lockdown.
Yeah, there they are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We keep up with what's happening so we can tell you about the stuff that matters. Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
It's 6:23, and we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Steamy today, sun and clouds, high in 97, going to hit 100 tomorrow and Thursday. Jock Peterson and the Giants came back yesterday. Jock got his ring, and then we beat the Giants.
Ha-ha.
And they'll do it again tonight at Truist Park. What else is going on, Kara?
Beyonce just released what will probably be the song of the summer. Mm-hmm. We got a little taste for you in a minute, but First, a popular Midtown dive bar and music venue has unexpectedly shut its doors. The Highlander made the announcement on their Facebook page yesterday that last night would be it for them.
Wow.
For the past 30 years, people have been visiting the local haunt for some good music and food and drinks and fun times with friends. They've actually been featured a couple of times on the Food Network's Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins. No word on the exact reason why they're closing, only that hardships and unforeseen circumstances has led to them closing.
Yeah, so, still can't find people to work.
I guess 7 hours ago on their Facebook page, they said easy teapots, you know, so I don't know if maybe something happened over the next few hours that may have saved them, or maybe they plan on reopening someplace else, but it's a sad time.
Yeah.
30 years they've been in that location off of Monroe Drive.
Yeah, and feel bad for the owners that put their blood, sweat, and tears
absolutely.
Into it. Yeah.
Now, if you don't already have a Sam's Club membership, now may be the time to spring for one. They're offering their annual membership for just $8.
Hold on. Well, I have to clean the jar of mayonnaise out of my ear. You said
$8?
$8. Wow.
Now, the deal is only available until this Sunday, but you might want to jump on it while you can. A normal membership is about $45 a year. Now, the deal is only valid for new members and for former members who have had inactive accounts for 6 months or more, but you never know what you'll find at Sam's Club. I actually got all of my wedding flowers from Sam's.
Oh, smart.
For a ridiculously amazing price, and they were absolutely beautiful.
It was a nice reception.
Thank you very much. Now, last week, Beyonce started teasing her 7th solo album, Renaissance. And while we'll have to wait until July 29th to hear the whole thing, she did release the first single at midnight. You want to hear a little bit of Break My Soul?
Of course.
You won't break my soul.
Yeah, definitely going to be the song of summer.
Get used to hearing that one.
And absolutely.
It kind of has that like mid-90s pop dance. I was thinking of like Crystal Waters. I
want you love. Ooh, yeah.
Similar, yeah.
Very. We're going to be jamming all summer long.
And that's just fine, yeah.
Beating her at pop culture trivia is almost impossible. Can you do it? Are You Smarter Than Kara is on B98.5.
Hey, good morning, Olivia in Atlanta. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing great. When you heard that the temperature is going to be 100 degrees tomorrow, what was your first thought?
I am going to be inside.
The AC is going to be running hard.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm not going to be venturing outside.
Let's kick Kara out of the studio.
Okay, Kara, it's time to go. Goodbye.
I'm out of here, Olivia. Good luck.
Thank you.
Kara's going to leave the studio. We're going to ask you these five pop culture trivia questions. Then we'll bring Kara right back in, ask her the same exact questions. If you're able to answer more right than Kara, she'll pay you $100 of her money. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Someone on the internet posted a 1979 episode of Sesame Street that was deemed too frightening for children, so it never re-aired. What's the name of the Grouch on Sesame Street?
The Grouch on Sesame Street. Oscar.
Okay. Question number two. Britney Spears was granted a 3-year order of protection against her ex-husband after he tried to crash her wedding. Now, true or false, the schoolgirl outfit from her first video was purchased the night before the shoot at Kmart.
True.
Question number three. Yeah, why would we even bring that up? Question number three. Beyonce released a brand new song last night at midnight. In her song Single Ladies, Beyonce says if you like it, then you should do what?
Put a ring on it.
Yeah. Question number four. Actor Chris Pratt is rumored to be making $1.5 million per episode for a new Amazon show due out July 1st. Now, Chris got his start as Andy Dwyer on what NBC show?
Oh, I don't know this one. Chris Pratt.
Question number five. We'll move on. Critics are saying the reason the new Buzz Lightyear film flopped was because Tim Allen was replaced as the lead voice. Name the fictitious tool company Tim promoted on the show Home Improvement.
Oh my goodness, I know this one.
All right, I'm gonna bring Kara back in, but that's okay. And you got heat brain, and that's okay. I mean, it's already 78 degrees outside.
That's what it is.
But you did well. Kara's back in the studio. Are you ready for the same questions?
I'm ready.
Number one, someone on the internet posted a 1976 episode of Sesame Street that was deemed too frightening for children, so it never re-aired. What's the name of the Grouch on Sesame Street?
Oscar the Grouch.
That's what Olivia said. It's 1-1. Question two, Britney Spears was granted a 3-year order of protection against her ex-husband after he tried to crash her wedding last week. True or false, the schoolgirl outfit from her first music video was purchased the night before the shoot at a Kmart.
That's true.
It is. That's what Olivia said. 2-2. Question three. Beyonce released a brand new song last night at midnight. In her song Single Ladies, Beyonce says, if you like it, then you should do what?
Put a ring on it.
That's what Olivia said. 3-3. Question four. Actor Chris Pratt is rumored to be making $1.5 million per episode. That's big money for a new Amazon show that's due out July 1st. Chris got his start as Andy Dwyer on what NBC show?
Parks and Rec.
That's what we were looking for. Olivia didn't have an answer. 4-3 is the score with question five. Critics are saying the reason the new Buzz Lightyear film flopped was because Tim Allen was replaced as the lead voice. Name the fictitious tool company Tim promoted on the show Home Improvement.
Ooh, I do not know that one.
Oh, Binford Tools?
Binford.
You could buy it at Sears, apparently.
Okay.
All right. Olivia didn't get it right either, but that's okay. A final score of 4-3. Olivia in Atlanta, are you smarter than Kara?
I'm not.
All right, Kara, your new record, 1,297 wins, just 40 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Olivia.
That's okay.
Hey, it is okay because nobody walks away empty-handed. We have a $150 gift card in celebration of the new movie Good Luck to You, Leo Grand, starring Emma Thompson. And it's streaming now on Hulu. Congratulations.
Yay. Thank you so much.
Hey, have a great rest of the day, Olivia.
Thank you. You guys too.
You goofed. And now you need forgiveness.
I'm sorry.
Tad, Drex, and Kara are going to help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
Thomas, you need help asking your wife for forgiveness for a little secret that you've been carrying around?
I just found out I have a secret child, and I...
What?
What the heck?
I kind of need your guys' help to come clean to my wife.
You have you just found out you had a secret child. Explain.
When I was in college, back in 2001, I used to go to a donation center a couple times a month just to make, you know, extra cash.
So this is not Goodwill you're talking about. It's a special kind of donation center.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So I didn't think anything of it then. I was just a way to kind of make a little bit of extra money on the side. And recently I've been contacted by an 18-year-old girl who says I'm her father.
Isn't that stuff kind of, I thought it was confidential.
Yeah.
How would that get out?
I think it's because I got my wife, Stacy, one of those like ancestry like DNA tests for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
She had me do it, too. And apparently this child was in the database, and that's how she found me. So,
interesting with these DNA testing kits and stuff. All kinds of havoc is being wreaked. Like, you can't even have a secret child anymore. Somebody's going to find out.
Well, and it's, I don't know if exciting is the word, but like to know that you have another daughter out there or a child out there is kind of exciting, but also you got to have some fear coming clean to your wife if she doesn't know about it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I'd rather get out ahead of it, you know, before she finds out from some other source. I'd rather kind of let her know and be able to kind of apologize to her.
Wow. The donation center could protect you, but Ancestry.com can't. All right. So listen, why don't you sit tight? 10 minutes from now, we're going to call your wife and we'll let her know about your secret child. But you shouldn't feel bad because you didn't know what was happening. Like, you were just, this should never happen.
Yeah.
You need forgiveness. I'm sorry. Tad, Drex, and Kara help you ask for it. Forgive and Forget is on B98.5.
We are about to call Thomas's wife, Stacy, to let her know that he has an 18-year-old. He said he made a donation to a bank back in college to make some extra money and now has Ancestry.com to thank for connecting him to a daughter he never knew he had. Thomas, sit tight. We're going to talk to your wife for just a few minutes.
Hello?
Hi, Stacy. This is Tad, Drex, and Kara calling from B98.5.
Oh, my God. Hi, guys.
Hi.
What's going on?
We are calling to inquire about your ancestry DNA results. Did you find anything cool in there?
Besides the fact that you're 100% Icelandic?
No, I mean, there was nothing much to report on my side, but I actually found out something interesting on my husband's side.
Oh.
What is that?
Yeah, so my husband, Thomas, has a child.
Stop it.
I mean, I already reached out to her, and I'm making plans for her to fly out to Atlanta next week to meet us.
Did you not know about this child?
No, neither did he.
And how old is the child?
She just turned 18.
Huh.
Which is interesting because Thomas and I have been together for 20 years.
He doesn't know she's coming here, and you're going to be like, hey, here's your daughter.
I cannot wait to see the look on his face when she walks in the room.
Oh.
Well, Thomas is on the phone with us right now.
Oh, my God.
Stacy, this is a feature on our show called Forgive and Forget, and Thomas was calling us to ask your forgiveness.
So you want to tell me what happened?
The marriage is 20 years old, so how does that work?
Yeah, where did that?
I don't know.
Thomas.
What? I used to give out my samples all the time in college. It was before we were married. What's the big deal?
I saw the girl's birth certificate, and I know who her mom is. You want to know?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, Brenda, my former best friend from college.
Whoa, hang on a second.
Brenda never went to any bank. She went to my husband's dorm room, okay?
Ooh.
And Thomas never told me this.
Remember there was that 2 weeks we broke up?
Might have now you remember it, but you never mentioned that it was my best friend.
Thomas, how could you forget? Oh, come on. Nobody's buying
this.
We
were on a break.
Yeah, Thomas is going to use the friends line. We were on a break.
This was a long time ago. I mean, come on. We've been together for years. So much has happened between us.
Okay,
come on, please.
She's 18 years old, your child.
Yeah, and it was a stupid weekend.
So Thomas,
well, now it's a weekend.
So Thomas, be honest. Did you know about this daughter before the DNA test?
No, I had no idea.
Okay.
So Brenda, you and Brenda aren't Facebook friends.
No, I mean, come on. I hooked up with her. Why would I? I'm married her best friend. I'm not going to be in Facebook friends with her.
Gosh.
Well, this is a feature called Forgive and Forget. And Stacey, Thomas called us because he wanted your forgiveness for this secret child. A lot has come to light since then. Do you forgive him?
Oh, I'll forgive him. We've been together 20 years, but there would be a mountain of trust issues that you'll have to climb to get back in my good graces.
That's fair.
Yeah, pack your bags, buddy.
No, I don't want to leave this wondering. Like, are you guys going to be okay? It sounds like you're going to be okay, right? This was a long time ago, and it's exciting. You have an 18-year-old.
Yes, we're going to meet his daughter, welcome her, and embrace her.
Are you still friends with Brenda?
No, we're not.
Oh, what happens if the daughter looks a little bit like Brenda? That's going to be weird.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, God.
Do you want us to put you guys on hold? We'll call Brenda and ask her for him.
Oh, God, no.
No.
On the next Forgive and Forget on B98.5.
Sean gave his girlfriend Caroline a ring, and she said yes to a question that Sean never asked.
Uh-oh.
So he needs forgiveness. No. That's Wednesday at 7 a.m.
Keeping you up to date with everything happening in this crazy world.
Hey, what happened?
Tad, Drex, and Kara's Info to Go is on B98.5.
524, we're protected by Breda Pest Management. They handle bugs and critters. Steamy today, sun and clouds, a high of 97, going to hit 100 on Wednesday and Thursday. The Braves welcome back Jock Peterson and the Braves last night. And then the Braves walked off and won.
Whoop, whoop.
So that was a good day. What else is going on, Kara?
We'll talk about the celebrity couple that's finally speaking after getting slammed with a guilty verdict two weeks ago in a minute. But soccer fans are still riding high after the news last week that Atlanta and Mercedes-Benz Stadium has been chosen to be a host city for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. Now, one of the requirements for the Benz will be to haul in some natural grass. That means all of that specialty artificial turf that costs millions of dollars, gonna have to go. So they're gonna have to do this months in advance to make sure the turf actually like takes root and there's not any problems. But exactly how that conversion is going to be handled, it still has to be worked out. It's going to cost upwards of $2 million to put in an irrigation system and the right sod.
Wow.
But the reason why they didn't put in real grass is because of the opening and closing roof that we've got. Apparently, there's no way where the sun, I know, sets and comes up that the whole field
gets direct sunlight. Just be a circle of grass.
Exactly.
Where it will
grow. So they're going to have to work on putting in some like artificial grow lights
to
make this stuff like grow so we can have this huge tournament here.
Well, and it's funny, it's already affecting the economy. I have a buddy who's trying to buy like an Airbnb downtown. And realtors are already telling him, like, hey, dude, the prices are going up because FIFA's coming and all that.
Right.
And my buddy's like, that's four years from now. It like, doesn't matter. That's how it works.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Now, when you think about the best burger you've ever had, is there a certain spot that comes to mind?
Definitely. And I think, Kara, it's the number one on the list.
Well, it's one of America's favorite foods, and we're in prime grilling season right now. So Reader's Digest actually traveled all over and selected what they think is the best burger spot in each state. And Georgia's actually came from a little place called NFA Burger, located in a Chevron gas station in Dunwoody.
Yeah.
I haven't been there myself, but
are you a fan of burger?
Been?
Are you a fan
of burger? I love burgers.
Then you need to go, just the whole experience, because, you know, Dunwoody is what it was. I used to live there for like 5 years. But it's a cute little Chevron gas station that's been there forever. It's like an old school. It's like four pumps. You pull up, they take care of it. But then this burger place, it's just kind of romantic. And the food is good. So I think, yes, they're probably getting the number one burger salutation for being good, but also the experience as well.
You know, some of the best food comes from those little hole in the the wall places that you would never expect. Yes. I mean, I wouldn't think a burger from a gas station would be the number one burger in Georgia, but apparently.
And the burger is cheaper than a gallon of gas.
Oh, what? Now, after being convicted of tax evasion and tax fraud, Todd and Julie Chrisley are finally breaking their silence. Last week on their podcast, Chrisley Confessions, they briefly spoke about the judgment that's been brought against them.
I know all of you guys are wanting to know every detail that is going on in our lives. And I have to ask that you respect that we're not allowed to talk about it at the present time. It's a very sad, heartbreaking time for our family right now. But we still hold steadfast in our faith and we trust that God will do what he does best because God's a miracle worker. And that's what we're holding out for.
Now, they're facing up to 30 years in prison and won't be sentenced until later this year in October. But in the meantime, they are locked down at home and can't spend more than $1,000 without pre-approval.
Well, that's going to be a problem for the Chrisleys.
I know, right?
Like they wake up spending $1,000.
Exactly.
What else is going on, Kara?
So today's a big day.
Okay.
Ryan and I are going to have our 3D ultrasound of baby boy. We're going to get to see his little face for the first time. I'm excited because I think that's super cool.
Yeah.
But I'm like terrified for my husband, Ryan, because he has the queasiest, like, sick stomach.
Yeah.
When we went for our sonogram, he turned white as a ghost and like got sweaty palmed and almost passed out. So I'm afraid when he's seeing this baby in 3D,
yeah,
it's just going to get even worse. Like, things are about to get really real for him, and I feel bad. He's going to be one of those dads that, like, passes out in the delivery room.
Oh, for sure. I mean, we can get to that in a second, but the 3D ultrasound, it is cool because I could probably take my daughter's nine and a half now. I could take that picture compared to the 3D ultrasound, and you could see, like, yep, that's the same one.
That's what
I'm saying. Facial features are the same.
And that's why I'm so excited. I cannot wait to see this baby boy's face.
But the delivery room, I mean, oh boy, that's a cumbersome activity. Granted, for women, it is. That it's the toughest. You guys do everything
right,
but like I remember they had to break my my wife's water, and I was like, no, what is that? What are you doing? Stop! And at least you have to let Ryan know you can't unsee any of that.
Well, he just discovered that like he has to participate in said delivery. He can't just like sit there and shout encouraging words to me. Like,
what is his participation?
He has to, you know, you hold a leg or like you're involved. You're right there. And he didn't realize that he was going to be right there. And I'm like, listen, buddy, like, it's going to get real.
You know,
you're going to have to get with the program quickly.
Before you go to a concert, like, you'll listen to that artist's music to kind of pump yourself up. Is there something you guys can do? Like, can you watch a live birth before?
I mean, like, he's going to have to. He's going to have to prepare himself one way or the other because I do not want to be the mom that's delivering her child by herself because her husband's in the emergency room because he knocked himself out.
At least you're already going to be at a hospital.
That's true.
Was there something that scared you so much as a kid that to this day it'll still trigger you?
Mm-hmm.
Fear is a weird emotion, right? Fear is one of the only emotions, fear and love, that will cause you to act in totally irrational ways.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a Sesame Street episode that was banned back in 1976 that's recently resurfaced. And I saw this going around a lot yesterday. It was deemed too scary. They showed it one time and then they locked it away in a vault. Features the Wicked Witch of the West from The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
My fine feathered friend, you've got my broom now.
Well, I'm not your fine feathered friend.
No, you're not. Well, give me back my broom.
Don't give it back to me.
Don't budge. That makes me furious. Now listen, you. If you don't give me back that broom, your store is going to be more than just wet when I finish with it. And furthermore, I'll turn you into a basketball. Bounce in a basket.
That's scary just listening to it, much less like seeing her in her witch outfit with her green face and
she
everything.
She was totally done up. Can you imagine like seeing that now? And maybe you were scared of the Wicked Witch back in the day, and now all these feelings come flooded back. And is that a normal thing, right? For things that scared you as a kid to now in this day as an adult, you're
absolutely
still kind of triggered.
For me, it's Large Marge from Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Like, dude. I was terrified to look at any truck driver when we were on a road trip, yeah, like growing up after seeing that movie. It's crazy.
So even to this day, you're on 75 and
I'm like, no contact, but blow your horn.
Yeah, right.
Thanks for listening to the Tad, Drex, and Kara podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and hear the show weekday mornings from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.